It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Hey, welcome, welcome, welcome to Coach Unplugged. Coach Flitter and I he has convinced me to run a free clinic. He has convinced me to let you listen to a couple episodes of Coaching Youth Hoops, which I think will be really pertinent to you as a basketball coach. And we got some great free giveaways. So I'm going to let him take it from here. All right. Let's head off to the podcast.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Coach Unplugged. I'm so happy you decided to join us. Before we get started today, I'd like to give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shoe machine in the market. I've said this multiple times. We own three of them. I want a fourth and a fifth. My AAD is listening to me, but they're so great. They work so well. They're so easy to set up. I think my record is 37 seconds or 32 seconds to set it up. But mention Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $450 off. Mention Coach Collins, they'll take really good care of you. And also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's a one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It's everything you need from a nationally ranked, we won three state titles. I think we were just talking recently, we've won over 460 games in our program and lost 130 over the last 20 years. And I think we know the secret sauce to be successful, the roadmap, what it takes on and off the court. So go over and check it out and enjoy the podcast. Bye.
All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Coaching Youth Hoops.
Coach, how are you?
Good. How are you? Pretty excited. Spring is here.
Spring is sprung, right?
I know.
Here in the States, right?
I know. I wash my deck. It's not snowing outside anymore. You know.
Well, and I'm looking at my window right now, and I wish I could show you my front yard and everybody else. If you're watching this on video, we had a lot of rain this year in California.
Yeah, like crazy.
A lot of rain, which is good. I'm thankful for that. But what it has done to my yard, I have. So you know, we at least for a lot of people, we've shrunk back our lawns and we put natural flowers and trees and everything that are native to California.
Right.
So they're drought resistant, right?
Yeah.
So that's what we have in our huge, I have a big front yard. Our house is kind of set back on our lot, big, small backyard, big front yard. It has grown with like California wildflowers and everything. It's just like completely overgrown. So I stare at it thinking,
think you leave it, don't you?
I know, it looks great. I do. My wife doesn't like too much.
Yeah, I know. But, well, then it's gonna,
because it's not pruned and it's like a field, and I love that look. It's just random, and
you're gonna have to go
orange and purple.
Before we jump into today's topic, we've got a couple surprises, right? A couple of things we want to share with our audience.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of stuff going on.
I know
Coach and I are going to be really busy.
Coach doesn't have any hair because he got so much crud to do. I know.
We have a lot of exciting stuff, though. Stay tuned to the podcast and the newsletter and the Facebook group for all of this stuff. But we're come up on 1 year anniversary of Coaching Youth Hoops. For the podcast and for the practice plans that we do.
Our baby's growing up.
Our baby's growing up. Yeah. We got beat up a little bit. No, I'm just kidding. We had a lot of great feedback.
Didn't get his diaper changed all the time. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. At least our coaches weren't like the parents that we deal with on our teams, right? They were nice. They gave us great feedback, right?
Yes.
Teasing. I got wonderful parents because they listen. So, yeah, you guys are wonderful. We've been doing a lot of work behind the scenes. So first off, what we decided to do is we want to, help more kids, more people And until coach retires over here, we're limited in how many people we can reach face
Hey,
to face. So
that was
did you
off-air
like that?
discussion. That was off-air discussion. I was telling coach, I go, I've taken my father passed away, and I took a couple days. We had the service on Saturday. Anyway, and I texted coach, and it's like, man, I text my wife, I go, I had the best night's sleep last night. I didn't have anything to grade for school. I didn't have to worry about my team. It's like, and I write, it's like, so that's why coach is teasing me, because it's
Yeah,
like,
I'm teasing you.
oh, maybe I'm getting closer than I want to get to retirement. We'll see. Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe.
We'll see.
So anyway, so we're going to come your way. And what I mean by that is we're going to give your organization, your nonprofit organization, we're going to fly out wherever you are, and do a coach's clinic for your organization, you and all your coaches. And it's a drawing. So we're going to do that for one group this year, and hopefully over the next few years we'll even do more and more of those. But go sign up. Go to coachingyouthhoops.com/clinic for all of the details. There's first prize, second prize, and third prize. But here's the catch. Everybody's a winner because everybody's going to get something. So head on over to the website, check it out for details.
Clinic, shooting machine, subscription to our practice plans and coaching youth hoops, and everyone's going to get something. Our
Yeah.
clinic,
So you got to
our
go to
practice plan.
that website to
Yep.
check out what you get and all the details there.
All right.
Secondly, coach, this is where again, lots of feedback from coaches on our practice plans. We're coming out with an entirely new platform for our practice plans. Again, these are for youth coaches. If you're coaching grades, I guess kindergarten through eighth grade, you can. You'll have access to our practice plans, but not only that, they're going to be dynamic. So that means you can update them, you can change things around, move things around, you can tailor it to your particular team and to the needs of your team. So go get on that wait list. That's going to be launching in the fall, and all the details will be there. And we will, if you're on that wait list, you'll get a special discount for being loyal members and being patient with us as we work out all the details
All the
of that
kinks,
amazing platform that's
the
coming at you.
amazing technology, because
That's right.
we're not
So
tech
go to
people.
coachingyouthhoops.com/waitlist. Coachingyouthhoops.com/waitlist for all the details there.
Okay, perfect. All right, so what's today's topic, coach?
This is the second in a series that we're diving into the practice plan. And the lot one of the previous podcasts we talked to that kicked this whole series off is what if we got practice planning wrong? Okay. And if you haven't listened to that one, go back, find that one in the archives. And we're going to continue on this discussion to talk about how do you make practice planning better? And today's topic is going to be on the principles of play. And what are principles of play? It's this idea of, I think about it from the standpoint of what do you believe in as a coach? What's your philosophy and what do you want to get across to your players? So that's how I think about principles of play. Are we that kind of how what you think, coach?
Yeah, I mean, so I think it's like having, what is our net goal for everyone is to win, hopefully win basketball games. That's our net goal. But I always think about this preseason too. It's like, what am I really trying to do at each practice? How am I, as the teacher of this great game, trying to, share with them? And I think, me personally, I just want all, and again, I'll have anywhere from 12 to 15 players. I want all of them every day to get 1% better. And is that possible? No, but I try. I want improvement. Just like in my stats class, I want improvement. I don't need a miraculous thing in one practice, but I'm always looking for, how can I help them improve? How can I help them become a better shooter, a better passer, a stronger person, a better person? There's a lot of off. I know in my program, I do a lot of off-court stuff that where I'm trying to build some of those principles that I think are super important. So what about you, Coach? What do you think?
Well, and I want to give a shout out. We should have done this on the previous podcast when we kicked this off. I think what spurred all of this again for me was, you know, guest of the podcast was Alex Arama, and he has a new book out called Transforming Basketball. And
his will be coming later. So if you're listening to this podcast, it has not been published. Don't go back and look. It will be coming. Okay.
He does all the scheduling, so it won't be after this.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, well, anyway, he talks about the principles of play. And the way I think about him as well is, what happens when everything breaks down, right? You're in a game. And you asked me the last time was, well, what transformed your team from barely winning to winning? And this was one of the key things that we did. And one of the key things that I focused on was the principles of play. And, you know, if you're on my podcast, it kind of goes hand in hand with our mission. If you listen to this for a while, you've heard me talk about the red dot. So rebounding, efficient scoring, defense, right? Those are my principles of play. Now, they're clearly defined. I'm not going to go into too much detail on those right now, but they're clearly defined. And those, so at the end of the day, if we can out-rebound the other team, if we can score efficiently, and if we play just in your face defense, we're going to win a lot of games. Okay. So now I'm going to pull one of those out though. Oh, and then let me continue. The dot part is drive open together, which I think is clearly also our principles of play. So drive means bringing energy and effort. Open means being coachable to the coaches, but to other people as well that are on your teammates on the team. And then this does not succeed if we're not all together. And sometimes I'd give you a great example of being together. Yesterday, my assistant coach and I had just had a tough practice. The kids they had a lot of energy. They were talking with one another. They weren't really listening. They were, you know, they were this fifth grade girls. They were, you know, kind of screaming and laughing.
One of those days. Somebody had stirred the pot somewhere. Yes.
Exactly. And I love the energy, and I never wanted to like squash that energy. I want to redirect the energy. And so, you know, I called them over. We had a whiteboard session talking about together. I said, right now, do you think we're together? You as the players are together, but you're not aren't Coach and I on the same team with you? And right now we're not together. It's you versus us. So we need to come together. So that's a principle of play. So instead of they knew that because every day we talk about red dot and what it means. So all I had to do is bring that up. That's a principle of play. Okay. The other thing that I was just amazed about when I put this into this structure and really defined our principles of play was, in those situations, we were playing in a situation where we never practiced anything or a particular scenario before. If they apply our principles of play to it, the kids figured out how to overcome it. Example, we faced a 3-2 zone, never practiced against the 3-2 zone. Right. And I noticed it. I saw it. I was about to call a timeout. We scored a layup. I'm like, fluke? I don't know. Let's see how this plays out, right? So
right.
We're hustling back on defense. Again, 3-2 zone, they figured it out. And I'm watching this unfold in front of me. Like, they're applying our basic principles of play on our offense. Now, I talked about efficient scoring. And then so I break that down. What is efficient scoring for us? For my team in particular, efficient scoring means less dribbles and layups, because I don't have great outside shooters, right? So we need to get layups. Well, how do we get layups? We create triple gaps. Well, how do we create triple gaps? We set screens and we're patient. So it breaks it all the way down. So now they know they face a 3-2. Okay, well, what do we need to get out of a 3-2? We need to get triple gaps. Well, how do we get triple gaps? We set screens, right? You know, are we, you know, to get a layup.
It's the building. It's the building of it too. Yes.
And to me, and then almost cried on the sidelines during that game. Because of all of this time that we, you know, this was in place and it's instilling, you know, practice after practice, they actually got it and applied it. I didn't have to say too much. And it wasn't like, we don't have to practice every scenario when you have the principles of play. I mean, they should know what, you know, what are we trying to do? Oh, we need to get a layup. How are we going to get a layup? Right. You know what I mean? So it's, right. It's that moment. And then even in the timeouts, I said, what are we trying to do? Right. Coach, trying to get a layup. Okay. Well, how are we going to get a layup? Right. What if they pack the middle? Okay. Well, how do we get a layup if they pack the middle? Right. So then they already know how to do that through a principle of the play. Again, right. Youth level. So,
I think it's a building block. I think that principle of play is like, you can see it on a playground when we let them play. But I bet that was hard for you not to call a timeout.
Yeah, because I was worried about my kids. You know what I mean? I was like, you know, I don't want my babies getting hurt, so to speak. Right. And, you know, I wanted them, and it was, but I'm glad I didn't. And I'm glad I let them figure it out.
Right.
And even in practice. So what I did yesterday, this was awesome. I've been doing a lot more whiteboard sessions, and a lot more meaning it's not, you know, like you said in the previous podcast too. Did you say that? No, it was previous one, I think. Anyway, you were talking about how, you know, back in the day, you could spend 40 minutes on film on whiteboard session, right?
Yeah.
Well, now that time has shrunk. So what I did is I took the same board that I use, you know, in sidelines, and we drew up, we were talking about our offense, and I visually showed movement in the offense so they could see it, talked about a principle play, what we're trying to do. And I saw the light bulbs go on, and they went out and did it.
Yeah.
And so now I've been doing a lot more, not only on the court stuff, showing them the principles of play and how it looks so they can see it. Because we all learn differently. We all assume that learning is linear. It's not linear.
Learning is like a step too. That's what I tell. And most people quit.
What do you mean by learning. That?
Like it's a step, like literally like steps. Mm. And most people, mm-hmm. where you put your foot on the flat part is where they quit.
Right.
It's steps, and most people quit and don't get to go to the next level. The flat part, if you think about a staircase, where you put your foot is the flat part. So then you get growth, and then you flatten out, and then you get growth, and then you flatten out. And most people, I told my players this the other day, most people quit on the flat part. You know, they're seeing an improvement on their shot, and then it levels, and then they stop. No, you got to push through that level part for the next big bursts of growth. And the great ones burst through the flat. You know, I've been stagnant for a year. Okay, well, maybe that step is really long, but eventually you'll increase. And again, what you're basically saying too is there has to be, it is the growth mindset in the sense that we learn more from failure. We do.
Yeah.
No one wants to fail. And, you know, when I took over my basketball program, it was horrible. And I had to learn. I had never lost. And I had to learn like, well, this is what happens and this is how you deal with it. But I think I learned more. I think my best coaching year, we were 12 and 10, like, you know, but you learn more from those stumbles. If everything's easy, you know,
right.
That it's, and that's where it was hard. You wanted to call the timeout, but maybe they wouldn't have gotten it. Okay. But then they might've been more in tune when they came over for the 30-second timeout or the timeout at that point.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. And I often think about that. It's like, maybe and I probably would have called a timeout if I saw them struggling. They just really couldn't figure it out. Of course, I'm going to call
Right. And that's the hard part. And sometimes maybe you got to let them struggle and have a turnover.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Feel the frustration.
Because
I think that's a good thing. All right. Anything else with principles of play, coach?
Well, I think once, if you establish your principles of play, and really sit down and define those and what they are. And it's not a list of 100. It's not even a list of 10, right? It's very, especially at the youth level, maybe at your level, you could do that. But the youth level, keep them very simple. So you can always fall back onto them. But define them and everything else. And then we're going to talk about the application of this more will fall into place. How you think about defense and what your defense actually is, how you think about offense and what your offense actually is, right? So this is kind of the first step in my opinion, of the process. Who are you? How do you define your principles of play? How do you want your players to play? Write it down, create a list, be very specific, but in your details, but what you share out, make it very, like I said, we use Red Dot as our framework. It just falls off the tongue. We talk about it every day, and it's easy to manifest on the court.
Awesome. Anything? Oh, let's big shout out to our two, what our wait list and our clinic.
Yeah. So coaches, go over to coachingyouthhoops.com/clinic, enter your name in our drawing for a free in-person coaches clinic. And the second thing, we are creating a new platform for our practice plans. They're going to be more dynamic and updated frequently. You can add your own stuff. We'll be adding stuff continually. If you want a sneak peek at that, go to coachingyouthhoops.com/waitlist to get on our wait list for that product that's coming out in the fall.
Awesome.
All right, Coach.
All right. Till next week.
Till next week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.